You say to them, don't be so
firm. That's where some of them, you know, they're so firm you can't convince them.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if they're easily insulted? You say, don't be so...
so easy insulted. Don't take things for insults about that you have a cause for it.
Mm-hmm. What word would you use to describe this kind of person?
Well, he's an unsettled person.
Mm-hmm.
He's wishy-washy, you might call him.
You'd say touchy?
Yeah. Them kind of fellas, the gender of fellas that's got a heap of faith in themselves. They can know a heap when they don't know much. And they insert it when you correct their speech.
If some boys were out looking for mischief and they messed up a man's equipment, he might get pretty what?
Pretty angry.
And if a mother of a child got pretty excited, you might tell her to keep what?
Keep silent, right? This is just a common excitement.
Mm-hmm. Tell her anything else?
Keep quiet?
Or keep... what would you say when there's no wind, no waves on a lake? Say the lake is quite...
my camp.
Now, if somebody's been working hard all day, and they work extra long, they'd come in and they'd be what?
Be broke down, tired out. Overdone, you might say.
Uh-huh.
I've been that way a minute time.
Now I'm interested in what you call different parts of the body. What do you call this right here?
Forehead.
Uh-huh. And this is my...
yeah.
Which one?
It's right here.
And if I hadn't shaved this morning, I'd have a...
have beard.
And this is my...
mustache.